You're listening to GPB in Morning Edition. I'm Joshua Stewart. Perception is everything, right? Sometimes that works in our favor because someone sees our best qualities and all we're capable of. But more often, people and our managers see the work we've done before and figure, that's what we know. They miss our potential. Brandon Smith is back to explore how we can help others see our potential and all that we might accomplish. Good morning.
Good morning.
In your experience, how often does potential go unrealized?
Oh my goodness gracious, what a question. I would say probably at least 50% of the time, if not more than that. And when it does get realized, it's almost always because of the actions that individual took, not because that manager saw a diamond in the rough in you. That just doesn't happen.
So how can I help my boss see my potential, see what I can do, what I can become?
Okay, so this is totally a marketing issue. We've got to think about ourselves as a brand and make sure we're managing our brand well. So it reminds me of a story I had from a speaker in class several years ago. He said, I was an engineer and I went to go work at Turner Broadcasting. And back in those days, Ted Turner was still running the show. And Ted had this fascination with classic movies. Ted had bought all these classic movies, but at the time they were just sitting here. There wasn't the Turner Classic Movie Channel that there is today. And so I create a spreadsheet on how to manage these movies as more like a portfolio of investments. Quickly took off in the organization, and he became known as the movie guy throughout Turner. He said, after about 6 months, he said, I realized I was the movie guy. So he had to focus on rebranding himself, and he used that success to convince his boss to give him other opportunities. That's the first key.
What else?
Marketing communication. Making sure your name is front and center. Whenever you do any kind of work product, anything that you could put your name on, put your name on it. The more and more people see your name and things like that get distributed, the better. Maybe it's more of a hard product that you're assembling and you're putting together. Make sure people know what role you had in that and communicate that. That's an important piece. Now, social media can also be really useful. You talk about kind of the things that you're not only working on, but the things you're passionate about at work.
So branding, communicating, and, and marketing yourself.
Yep. And then the third one is more a hand-to-hand combat in terms of building networks and promoting. You want to go out to coffee with people you work with, build relationships across departments, get to know people, learn about their career, share with them what you're doing, and share with them what you want to do. So when they're in meetings and you're not, and a problem comes up, they think of you.
Quickly, what can I do if I don't see my own potential? Is it possible for others to see it and to help me realize it?
Yeah, so if you're struggling with seeing your own potential, like really one of my strengths, what am I really good at? Then I would go back to your family, friends, mentors, people that know you well, and ask them for feedback. See if they can help you see that. Now, if you're early on in your career, it might just be you haven't tasted enough different experiences. In which case, continue to explore. Use your success to leverage to try something new.
I've been talking to our working guy, Brandon Smith. He's a career coach and workplace consultant, and he teaches at Georgia State and Emory University. Thank you very much.
Joshua, lots of fun.